This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. From Monkeys to Millipedes, Laya Lea is a 52-episode online documentary series aimed at getting more Malaysians to know and love our natural heritage. Now, mainly targeted at students and presented in Bahasa Malaysia, the series will take us on a tour to witness our local wildlife wonders, people and places, and remind us why our forests and other natural landscapes and all its inhabitants must be protected at all costs. So I'm going to find out more about the series from Lara Arifin and Harun Rahman of New Vista Media Sendirian Berhad. Harun is the founder and director, and Lara is a producer. Welcome, both of you. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We just caught up a couple of months ago, when we were talking about the other film that you guys produced, the big one, Malaysia's Last Tigers. And I remember when we were chatting then, right, you guys were telling me that, you know, as filmmakers, you made a commitment to produce films that encourage conservation and sustainable use of our natural resources, right? Can you just remind me about that?
I think for us, you know, especially now, we're more interested in making films that can make a difference, you know, to sort of open people's eyes up to what's happening on the ground. I think that's very much part of where we want to go to in the future as well. So it's really concentrating on conservation issues and, you know, getting the word out there. I think only when people know will they do something about it. So most people will say, oh, I didn't know that. So, you know, I think we want to enlighten people on the issues. And, you know, there's no better way than making films to and sharing that with Malaysians.
For me, basically, it's a way for us to give back as well. We've been enjoying the filming wildlife for the past 20, 30 years. And it's a way that we can give back to what we enjoy.
Okay, excellent. And just talking about this series, right? The tagline is, of course, to know is to love, to love is to protect. And I think that's something that, you know, comes through when, you know, any conservationist that I speak to on this show, right? They always use this phrase, la tak kenal maka tak cinta, right? And that's something I think that you guys also, that's the frame, you know, for this whole series. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I think very much so, because I think at the end of the day, people need to know what is there in the first place. And if you don't know, then, you know, how are you going to actually make a difference? So, I mean, in the case of the Malayan tiger, many still don't even know that our Malayan tiger is critically endangered, that it is at the brink of extinction. So you need to keep on telling people and different people. So in reaching out to new audiences as well. And I think that's, you know, something that we want to achieve, you know, getting not just those that are converted to conservation to know the issues, but those which are, you know, much, much further reached to a certain extent. Yeah.
Yes, as you were talking about Malayan tigers, right, people don't know about it. And I remember how I think it was you guys, but also, you know, many others that I've spoken to, they talk about how our local kids don't know about our local wildlife, right? Like we're exposed to all the foreign-made documentaries, you know, like, and we think that giraffes and zebras, that those are the sorts of things that are native to our lands, right? Was that something also that you were thinking about when you wanted to make this series?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I was in a school in Perak a couple of years ago, and this was sort of, you know, right on the edge of the rainforest. And I asked the kids there, you know, dalam hutan kita ada apa? What's in our jungles? And the result was zebra and giraffes. And I was like, flabbergasted. I mean, the reality is, you know, I think Malaysian kids are exposed to sort of foreign programs, Madagascar, and sort of, you know, things that are based in Africa. So that's what their understanding is. But, you know, it's even worse than that. I think there was someone going for a job interview in one of the leading wildlife areas as a
ranger.
And when he was asked, he also said there were lions in our jungle. So, I mean, the understanding of, you know, what our country offers is still so poor, I feel, let alone, you know, anything that's exotic. I'm not exotic, but more unusual. For example, you know, the binturong or the dole or the yellow-throated martens or the mountain goats. I think most Malaysians are going to go, oh, what? What is that? Mm-hmm. You know? So I think, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do was to bring all these amazing animals up to the forefront, you know, so that people can see them and, you know, and sort of build this love to protect them.
I confess I had to Google yellow-throated martins. I had no idea they existed. So
yellow-throated martin is coming out this Friday.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I was like, oh dear, I'm very ashamed. I have never, ever in my life heard of it. So yes, I need to watch this series as well. And let's talk about that. Yeah. So talk to me about how you conceptualize the whole series. So there's 52 episodes and I believe they are divided up between these three broad themes, which is animal, people and places. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. So, I mean, I think the idea was that we wanted to highlight the animals. Of course, you know, 18 animals that we have, that we're highlighting this time around is hardly anything. There's so many that we're leaving behind. But this is just the start. So, I mean, I think we wanted to sort of have a variety from the iconic Malayan tiger, of course. But we also wanted a few other animals that are not so famous, for example, the yellow-throated martin, even millipedes. We're covering because you know people think, oh, tapayala, these animals are useless. They don't play a role in our environment, but they do. So I think we have a range, sort of very charismatic animals like the tiger, to those that are not so charismatic, like a pill millipede, for example.
And just as cute, though. I mean, they're just as cute, just as interesting. And, you know, people will learn amazing facts about them. The second group, second part of the series is actually about heroes. Mm-hmm. We highlight basically unknown heroes. Also people that are really on the ground doing stuff. Wildlife vets, for instance. They have a very tough job dealing with all kinds of animals and sometimes dangerous animals as well. We also cover a lot of wildlife heroes that are doing similar work to us, photographers, for instance.
There
was one person we did was Dom Nikong, who's a private
independent
researcher.
Yeah.
And he's found amazing things and he's they've been even been named after him
and his mother.
so he's basically doing amazing work in terms of discovering new things about Malaysia and flora and fauna.
So I think there's over 20 new discoveries that he has made personally, you know, and I think that I think it's important to feature people like him because, you know, sort of the bigger experts always get the limelight and people like him who do so much behind the scenes, I think, should be also given recognition for their work. And I think also to inspire the younger generation to take on these roles, these conservation roles. You know, at the end of the day, I think I remember Hong, which is featured as a wildlife, there's wildlife monitoring. He does all the camera trapping for the National Tiger Survey. He said his mother said, oh, now I know what you're doing. You know? So, I mean, I think a lot of people don't know that, you know, what the job entails. And I hope that it encourages the younger generation to take on these jobs, which are not so.
And we also highlight the fact that you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have a doctorate in front of your name. You know, you and me. We can contribute. We can do things, and we can do what we do best, but in an environmentally friendly way.
Yeah. So I think Peter Ong, who is featured in one of our episodes, as you know, sort of promoting and pushing for the protection of primates, and his photographs are absolutely stunning, and they sort of, you know, sort of evoke emotion when you watch the film. That, you know, I want to be like him, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what we want to achieve.
Yes.
Yeah, and the sort of the third group that we wanted to do was to do you know, a sequence on places. Again, some are more well known, like Taman Negara and Royal Belum. But even then, I think a lot of people don't know how beautiful these places are. They sort of only get the perception, alah, bachat je lah, you know, and sort of cut it off. At, yep. Gosh, there's so much more to see. And sometimes it's the small things like a bit of fungi that actually can bring a lot of joy. So, I mean, for the places, we've sort of done sort of iconic areas, but we've also covered places that are really at the doorstep of people. For example, Taman Tuku here in KL, and let's say, you know, the habitat in Penang. Those are easily accessed by everyone, you know. And again, when you ask people, have you been to the habitat Penang? And people go, no, not yet, you know. Definitely, guys, now that we're open, go and check it out. It's absolutely lovely. And to be able to see life in the canopy level. So that's definitely something that's worthwhile.
Okay, all right. And, you know, we're just going to go for a quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you about how you managed to, I guess, whittle it all down, right? All that footage, you know, into these short 52 episodes. So we'll come back and discuss that. I'm speaking today to Lara Arifin and Harun Rahman. They are with New Vista Media. They are behind the new, well, not so new, but the 52-episode online documentary series called Laya Lia. We'll find out more after this quick break. You're listening to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me on the line today are Harun Rahman and Lara Arifin. They are with New Vista Media. Harun is a founder and director. Lara is a producer, but they do a lot more than that, of course. And they've helped produce this 52-episode online documentary series, which is called Laya Lia. And that's basically aimed at getting more Malaysians to know and love our natural heritage. There's also an activity book, I think, that comes out with each episode. And we're going to talk about that a bit later. Talk to me about, you know, how you wanted to make this as accessible as possible. I mean, that was part of the plan, right? How did you sort of like, how did you sort of plan for that? And how do you think you executed it in the making of these 52 episodes?
I think, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do was make it easily accessible. And, you know, nowadays, everybody just uses the internet to access information. So I think what we decided was right at the beginning and, you know, to say that you could just have these online available all the time. So I think, and that was sort of the best platform. So we, you know, using both Facebook and YouTube as our platforms. I think what we didn't want to do was to put it on for broadcast. Then it would be limited to when you can watch it. Mm-hmm. So this one is really for everybody at any time and any place. And I think the other idea that we wanted to have was that we wanted to create films that would be timeless to a certain extent, you know, that you could watch these films 10 years from now, and to a certain extent, the information will still be solid, you know. Well, just let's hope that none of them disappear, like the Malayan tiger, but but you know, we have to hope that at least they will still be around for kids, you know. So being timeless, I think, was a critical element for us. It wasn't meant to be like, you know, like hip or, you know, sort of
trendy
kind of film, but sort of a solid film that you can use as a base, you know, sort of this knowledge base or platform of information.
Yeah.
So I think it was meant to be, you know, long-term, not to sort of, you know, to worry that, you know, if we don't get as many followers or hits at this instant, it's fine. We will build it. You know, I think it's something that we want to build over time. Mm.
And also accessibility. Of course, most teachers and educators, for instance, they can use these quite easily. They can download it and they can use it in with their normal lessons. And it just creates a conversation with kids about what our environmental issues are.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that it's like a bank, right? It'll always be there. And like you said, like, you know, it's always accessible. And it's great that, you know, if anybody knows about it, they can sort of incorporate it into whatever, like homeschools or our national schools, wherever, right? I mean, it's there for everyone to use. It's free, you know, and like I mentioned earlier, there's also activity books related to each episode, right? Which people can download and use as well.
Yeah, I think the activity books went sort of out of control. You know, the original idea was just to make two sort of short 30-page books, but I think we've gone way beyond that. And each animal especially has quite extensive worksheets to go with it. And I think we wanted to, again, you know, have some fun, So, again, there's nothing out there for kids, nothing out there for teachers to use too.
That's local.
And in Bahasa. So we wanted to create all these activities that teachers can just use, or kids can download themselves if they want to do it at home, or the teachers themselves can download one page or two pages. And I think we vary the activities. So we have art and craft. For example, you can do art as in like even as simple as coloring, but craft, you can make a huge orangutan puppet, or you can have sort of English. We even though it's meant to be Bahasa, but we have introduced a few English elements into it. So for example, we put a word bank of English words and they can write a story from the word bank that's there. Based on the animal or the experience of from watching the film.
Nice.
We even have how to write a letter to your prime minister.
I saw that
conservation of tigers. So I think what we wanted to do was have this material available for kids to sort of use
and a variety as well, because you can use it in English class, you can use it in a math class or science class or geography class for that matter.
I think one of the things that strikes me is this, is that in places like in Australia, the love for their animals is so great. You ask any Australian kid about all the different native animals and plants to a certain extent, and they will know them. And we are so far from reaching that level. And I think by having something like Laya Lia, people can start, talking about it and, even discussing in class and, I didn't know about these animals. And I think the beauty of Laya Lia is that Novista has been filming for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we are also using whatever resources that we have from the past. So we're pulling out some of the old footage that we have. And then that's one element. The second element is that we're very lucky to work with Perilitan and Pelindung, who did the National Tiger Survey, and so we were able to use and access some of the footage from Perilitan's bank.
Nice.
For that. So I think that is the greatest insight, if you ask me, because our animals are so shy. You can go into the jungle and you won't see them, but they are there. They're just that they're hidden. So with the camera trap images, we get an insight into this special world. So I think that's something that we are very thankful to Perilitan to share this material. And I think that's their gift to Malaysians. Our gift is actually putting it all together and making it accessible for people.
Yeah, the camera traps are wonderful because just take the yellow-throated marten, for instance.
Mm.
After 30 years of filming in the jungle, I've only seen one cross the road for 3 seconds. So with the camera traps, they managed to get them playing, managed to get them hunting and, walking about. So it's a real insight to this wonderful, wonderful world. So I hope you'll enjoy the episode.
I think we have another episode. We have another episode closer to Christmas, I think, on the Manjaks. And the reason why we put it closer to Christmas, thinking that they're the deers that carry the Christmas. The Manjaks are amazing too. And that's another episode that was filmed, that was put together very much from the camera trap images. Absolutely, again, such a lovely insight to see, these amazing creatures in the jungle that play such an important role. So, we're excited. I think, at the end of the day, since we're thanking Perilitan, of course, we have to thank Yayasan Samdabi. We wouldn't have been able to make this without their support too. So,
okay.
I think it's a great collaboration in getting, these stories told to a larger audience.
And that's wonderful, that you had all this archival footage as well. But, I was going through your Facebook page and I saw this post, getting over huge rocks, braving rivers, trekking for hours. It's just another Tuesday when you're in the business of making wildlife films. So, you, of course, were very much involved as well. You were getting your own footage as well. Tell me a little bit about, those sorts of experiences, maybe one that really stood out for you, perhaps?
As difficult as it may sound on Facebook and stuff, we really enjoy it.
I was very jealous, I must say. Yeah, sorry, carry on.
We really enjoy it. And, you know, we get calls all the time of people, you know, wanting to come along and, you know, carry our bags. And
me.
But it is tough. It is tough. But it's just wonderful to be out in the wild and, you know, breathing the clean air, cool waters. One of the things that when we were filming, of course, is difficult. We track for days sometimes on boats sometimes, and it takes days to get to a location. But the whole journey itself, we're filming all the time. We're filming the rivers, you know, sometimes even the weather, for instance. So it is quite, I would say, enjoyable job, but difficult. So in the filming, a lot of times we're just lucky. Mm-hmm. You know, wildlife, we can't make an appointment with wildlife. So what happens and what comes out is just pure luck. Mm-hmm. And we have been very, very lucky with weather sometimes, with animals. And we are constantly in touch with scientists, researchers, wildlife rangers. If they see something and they will call us and we just pack our bags and go. I can't think of a better job.
I can't either. I'm very, very envious. But I mean, you know, it's really hard work, obviously. I've seen the photos of the pachats as well on your on your donations, as you call it, right, to nature.
Yeah, pachats. I remember one occasion that we went somewhere, and I can't remember where now, but I remember reaching the campsite and lifting my shirt, and I had 13 pachats on my tummy. Oh. I mean, you know, after a while, they just mean absolutely nothing to you, and you just pull them off and like, okay, let's move on.
It's true. I've had very little experience with them, but yeah, I was told just accept it. They will fall off and that's your contribution. Just, you know, get on with it. But, you know, when you're filming as well, right? I mean, you know, they've been, and I'm not saying, of course, this is you guys, but how do you ensure your presence doesn't negatively affect, you know, the animals around you or the surroundings? You know, what sort of measures do you take to ensure that as well?
I think when it comes to the animals themselves, you know, I'm talking about the sort of big animals, you know, they are cabut already by the time they hear you. So they're not interested, you know, they're not interested in being in the same, you know, sort of mm-hmm. area as you are. I think the only situation we've been once is that, you know, I was filming somewhere in Perak and we actually heard the tiger roar very close by to us, and it was pretty scary, I must say. It was pretty scary. I mean, I think in that situation, we had a guide with us that he had actually seen the tiger. The guide was in front of us and he actually saw the tiger. So very close by. So, I mean, he actually had took some precautions sort of trying to scare the tiger away. But, you know, the reality is they don't really want to be in the same place as us. Mm-hmm. They, you know, unless we are threatening them, then only I think they would threaten us. Mm. You know, but most of the time I think they would run away.
In terms of filming the birds and insects and stuff, we generally don't insects especially, they're tiny, they're small. The tendency is to place them in a perfect position and stuff like that. But yeah, we try. Most of the time, we just don't. Allow the insect to go where it wants and we move the camera. And sometimes it becomes a very difficult situation because now you're lying down, capturing an insect about 2 inches long and lying down on the rainforest floor that's full of leeches, for instance. And then that's when you get leeches on your tummy. And, you know, I've got leeches on my head sometimes, but
oh god!
But you know, we try as far as possible not to disturb the natural environment and just film it as it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, and that's great to hear. You know, and of course, you know, you want this to be an education and awareness program. I think you've got a very young host, right, who's also one of your featured people that you speak about, Adam Hogg. Am I correct? Tell me a little bit about him.
Adam is such a gem. He's only 15 and he lives in Fraser's Hill. So, I mean, you know, he's got the rainforest in his backyard, and his father was a BBC cameraman at one stage. So, I mean, he used to follow his dad right from the beginning,
wow.
You know, as a little boy. So he is an amazing young man who, you know, who's out there. We've been, you know, when we've been to Fraser's Hill, he's guided us, and the boy's got eyes that are so sharp. You know, he's able to see snakes that we just walk by, you know, walk past. So we wanted to use someone young, you know, someone that, you know, who would resonate with a younger audience. So Adam is, he's our voiceover artist. It's been really hard for us to do this because we have been in lockdown. So can you imagine, thank God for Adam's father, Stephen, has got a recording device mm-hmm. that, you know, he's been recording with sort of curtains around himself to be able to dampen the noise and control the noise. And we've had to do all of this online. So, you know, his dad is doing it over there. We are directing from here so that we can get, you know, what we're looking for. And, you know, we've only seen him, I think, twice or three times in the whole time. So, you know, super difficult. And now he's back at school. So I was hoping that he would come this Saturday. We're having the launch with Yayasan Saim Dhabi. And his Guru Besar has not allowed it, so only for emergencies and vaccination. So, but we will be thinking of him because I think he is, you know, an important component of the program
and
too.
Of course, he's dying to come with us filming, right?
Of course, who wouldn't? Poor chap. You know, just talking about, you know, putting the whole film together as well. I mean, each episode is quite short, right? And that must have been tough. I mean, I remember another Facebook post I was reading of yours. It says, you never really finish editing. You simply run out of time. How did you, you know, make sure that you got everything that you wanted? And I suppose you wanted it quite bite-sized as well. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, I think the longest we have is probably about close to 6 minutes.
Yeah.
But we try and maintain between 3 and 4.5 minutes. I think at the end of the day, to keep, you know, people have short attention spans these days. So I think, you know, trying to keep it short. I mean, we've had many comments, Allah tak cukup, you know, it's not long, you know. So, but I think it's better to keep people wanting more than getting bored. So I think it's always the thought, you know, that we have. You know, keep them wanting more. So, you know, I think that's the philosophy.
Okay. All right. And this isn't the end, right? This is the other plans in the pipeline to do more like this. You know, what's the sort of what's in the pipeline, I suppose?
We would love to. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think the difficulty about being, you know, doing the project now during this challenging COVID period is that we haven't been able to film certain episodes that we had planned. So we wanted to do more in Sabah. And unfortunately, it was just not possible because, you know, we couldn't fly. We couldn't get to these areas that we wanted to get to fast enough. So I think, I would love to do more. I would love to do Sabah and Sarawak sort of, you know, more extensively. And of course, there's still areas in Peninsular Malaysia that we haven't done. Endau Rompin, for example, which is such a lovely area too, mm-hmm. is not in this season of 52. And there are other areas that we think are not so famous, but should also be featured. And there are animals like, for example, the panther that's not in this season. There's quite a few other animals, you know, that we feel that should be in and we are.
At the end of the day, we are, Malaysia is a mega diverse country. So endless animals and flora and fauna to actually cover. And not to forget the people. There's so many people that we want to highlight and all the wonderful work they're doing. We plan to have at least 2 or 3 seasons.
We hope, yeah. I think, yeah, it's the tip of the iceberg currently, I think, especially for people. I mean, there's some amazing people both in Sabah and Sarawak, which we haven't covered. And, you know, we wanted to highlight more of the community work as well. to inspire other communities to sort of take on the role.
Yeah, so the first season really is to introduce people to this, and then get a big enough following that other funders would be interested, and other funders would see that you're getting the traction. So please bring up the likes, bring up the subscribers, and we can continue.
Okay, excellent. And everything is available online. Everything is free. How can people actually watch all the 52 episodes? How can they stay connected with you guys? You know, what are some of the platforms that you guys are on?
Well, I think our website, www.layalia.my, has everything there and sort of an introduction. Or if not, at Facebook, at Layalia Official. Or Instagram also is Layalia Official, underscore official. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the main platforms that we have. And of course, our YouTube, which is Layalia as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, do follow and, share. I think that's also an important element, is sharing with friends, especially kids and teachers and, if you can sort of share the material. Mm. And the more people know, the better it becomes for all of us in the long run.
For teachers especially, we even have teachers' guides on how to use the material.
Oh, excellent.
Videos and the workbooks as well.
So. I think the workbooks are also that you can just type onto it straight away. So, electronic workbooks as well. So you can, you don't have to print it out if you don't want to. Yeah, for some of them.
Okay. And all of that material, sorry if you already answered this, but it's mostly in Bahasa, right? But there are some English English parts as well. Did you say that?
Yeah, I think the primarily the workbook's all in English, but there are some written elements of it. So you can, I think we have some parts where with English words, like a word bank in English.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Where they can do essays and writing programs, writing tasks more than anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But primarily, it really is in Bahasa.
And the programs, the videos are subtitled in English as well. So,
okay.
Yeah. So dual language technically, yeah.
Okay, excellent. And I suppose, who knows, right? Maybe in the future, if there's more interest, then we can think about, I say we, like I'm part of your organization, but I mean, there's the idea that maybe other languages as well can be incorporated, and who knows, right? Hopefully.
Yeah, we would love to. I mean, I think we've translated the tiger episode into Jahai already.
Oh, lovely.
But we haven't edited it. Yeah, so I mean, that's something that we will be doing so that when we go to our community that we work with in Royal Bulum, that we will have it in the Jahai language as well.
Oh,
so, I mean, special episodes, especially of the tiger, we will probably do it multiple languages.
Okay. All right. Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much, both of you. And again, if anyone would like to go and catch that, they just need to search for Layalia. That's Layarliar. I mean, if you just search for that, you'll find all the different resources. My thanks again to the both of you. I've been speaking to Lara Arifin and Harun Rahman. They are with Nuvista Media, and their series Layalia is available for free for everyone. There's also activity books that you can download, for your kids to learn more about, all our local heritage, our natural heritage, our people, places, and of course the animals. Sorry, I didn't ask any last message that you guys would like to leave us with.
I'd just like to thank you for the shout out, really.
Yeah.
And for watching. Yeah. And you're definitely coming on the next trip.
Yes. Yes. You'll never get rid of me. I'll carry things for you, I promise.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you really to the support that we're getting from Perlitan and Yasin Sandabi for supporting us and, making this possible.
Okay. All right. So, how I'm going to be spending my weekend. So again, just search for Layalia online and you will find all the resources there. And if you miss any part of today's interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, just search at bfm.my/earth, or you can find the podcast on the BFM app. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.